case when X is Hausdorff, then X goes to X-Tilda is even a homeomorphism. In fact, when is X goes to X-Tilda, when is this injective? It means if and only if two points which have the same closure are equal. That means two points which, if two points are different, then the closures are different. In other words, if two points are different, then one of the two must be contained in an open neighborhood, but that doesn't contain the other. That's one of the separation axioms. I don't know. Is it not Kolmogorov's? I don't remember. Well, anyhow, it's one of the separation axioms in the sequence of known separation axioms. But of course, I mean, two points which have the same closure, that means such that the open sets which contain one must also contain the other. And conversely, I mean, these points really cannot be distinguished. They really deserve to be identified for all topological purposes. So in a way, we may as well replace X by its image in X tilde. We really feel that we have not lost anything from the topological information on X. So just pass two quotes by the equivalence relation returned by I, if I shouldn't be injective yet. On the other hand, when is I surjective? Now that's a slightly more subtle matter. That means that every point in X tilde, that means every irreducible closed subset Z in X, is a closure of a point of X. Or what amounts to the same as it is closed, it's a closure in Z, is intrinsically the closure of one of its points. Now, we say that the point of a space is a generic point if its closure is a whole space. So X goes to into X tilde is surjective if and only if every irreducible closed subset of X admits at least one generic point. Now, this is not true for many of the non-separated spaces that have been used in algebraic geometry. For instance, when we look at algebraic varieties over algebraic closed fields K in terms of its rational points over K only, not introducing rational points over larger extension fields of K. In this case, we have a lot of irreducible closed subsets without generic points. However, experience tells that when a space X is such that this is not surjective, when there are irreducible closed subsets which don't have generic points, so this is only the case for non-Hausdorff spaces, then sooner or later one has to introduce, I mean, new points, the so-called generic points, general points, which are generic points of irreducible closed subsets. That is, sooner or later one is induced to replace X gradually by the corresponding space X tilde. So what I want to make clear is that really the good spaces which one is almost forcibly led to substitute to pretty grim spaces one may meet with are those for which X plus X tilde is bijective and therefore is an homeomorphism. That means those for which every closely irreducible subset has exactly one generic point. So these are the spaces in which neither there are too many points, there are not points which are indistinguishable, nor are there points lacking. Now these spaces will be called sober spaces. They are the spaces for which X goes to X tilde is bijective and therefore is a homeomorphism. Now, I will just give one example coming from the theory of Shields, where forcibly one is led to introduce general points of closed irreducible subsets if they are not already there. It's in order to get more fiber functors. So let Y be an X, subset of X, which is an element of X tilde, which is a closed irreducible subset. And let F be a sheaf on X. Then I will define the stalk of f at y, which I will denote f lower y, this will be the Dirac limit for all open sets u in x, which meet y of f of u. That is, I take the same definition as when defining the Stoke FF at a point, except that instead of taking the open sets which contain the point, I take the open sets that meet y. The fact that y is taken irreducible, closed irreducible, just serves the purpose that this kind of open sets should be filtering. That if you have two such open sets, the intersection still belongs to the family. So the Dirac limit which we're taking here is a filtering Dirac limit. And therefore, this functor here will commute with finite inverse limits. So it's left exact. Then we view it as being a functor for a variable f. But it turns out also to commute with arbitrary Dirac limits, just as in the case of a fiber functor. Well, why would we expect this to be so? Let's take the case when y, capital Y, is a closure of the point x. Then the open sets that meet y are exactly those that contain x. And in this case, the stalk is just the usual stalk f lower x. In this case, we know that the stalk functor commutes with arbitrary Dirac limits. Now, the general case is reduced to this one. As we remark, the category of sheaves on x is essentially the same as the category of sheaves on x tilde. And if we look at the meaning of this, this is just the stalk of f interpreted as a sheaf on x tilde at y interpreted as a point of x tilde. Therefore, throwing in general points or generic points of irreducible closed subset of x allows us to construct more fiber functors. It's in fact the natural thing to do. And what we now get is the following. I won't prove it here. It's done as an exercise in SGA4, which is a standard reference. If to every y, I associate epsilon y, the corresponding fiber functor, equals y in x tilde, every irreducible closed subset, I associate epsilon y, which is the functor f goes to f lower y. This is a bijective map from x tilde to isomorphism classes of functors going from top x, the category of sheaves, to sets having the two exactness properties referred to various times, left exact and are left exact, and that commute with arbitrary Dirac limits. In other words, we reconstruct the points not of x altogether, but of x tilde. That is, we reconstruct the points of a sober topological space, at least, in terms of the abstract category top x as being isomorphism classes of fiber functors. Of course, whenever one speaks of isomorphism classes, the right reflex would be to say, hey, what's about the automorphism of a fiber functor? But it turns out here that this category of fiber functors is rigid, namely that an object has no automorphisms except the trivial one. Therefore, I mean, isomorphic fiber functors can be really identified because there's a unique isomorphism between them. So that's a little parenthesis. And this gives a clue to how to reconstruct a topological space X, or rather its X tilde as associated sober space, in terms of the category of sheaves on X. I'm sorry, I didn't quite finish the general nonsense about X goes to X tilde. I didn't say that X tilde was indeed a sober space, and that it's a sober, it's in a way the universal sober space associated to X. Mapping X into X tilde in the way I said is the universal way of mapping X into any sober space. Why? Any morphism of X into superspace Y can be uniquely factorized. So if we have the category of spaces here, and here the category of superspaces, we have the inclusion morphism, call this I also if you want, and this turns out to have a joint, which is X goes to X tilde. We have the adjunction formula from of
X tilde 1.
X with values also X an arbitrary space with values in a sober space viewed as being an arbitrary space. By Y, Y is here, X is there, the same thing as from X tilde and Y. So I won't prove this formula, but that's pretty evident. If you have a map of X into Y, you see it defines a map of X tilde into Y. Because Y being sober, because if you have an irreducible closed subset of X, you take its image in Y, and it's, which is irreducible also, and its closure, which is irreducible also. And in this way, we get a map from X tilde into Y, which factors this. It's clearly unique. It's clearly continuous. It's pretty topological, the statement. So X tilde will be called the sober space associated to X. And here we have given it a description independently of the category of sheaves, independently of the sphere of sheaves, and now we are coming back to give a construction of X and of the net max into X tilde in terms of the category of sheaves. So we have already interpreted now by this proposition, which I won't prove here, but we will find as an exercise in the notes of the big seminar, how to construct the points of X tilde, this underlying set of X tilde as being isomorphism classes of so-called fiber functors. Now what is the topology? Well, we will define the topology on X tilde when we identify X tilde to the set F phi of E. E is a category, abstract category of X. Phi of E will be the set isomorphism classes of fiber functors, and we have functors from E into sets satisfying the two properties I have listed. Now we have to define a topology on X tilde equals phi of E, and for this, for every open subset U of the final object X of E, I will associate, as before, a subset U tilde of X tilde by taking those fiber functors, which will transform U, which is a subobject of the final object. Well, it must transform it into a subobject of the final object of sets, namely a subobject of this set reduced to a point. So the image of U under a fiber functor must be either the empty set or the set reduced to one element. And I take now all those fiber functors which transform U into a one-point set rather than into zero. U tilde equals set of all epsilons in X tilde such that epsilon of U is not empty. And we see easily, because of the fact that fiber functors commute with dyke limits, that U goes to U tilde commutes with supremums if it is the upper bound of subobjects of XE is transformed into the sum, into the union of the corresponding subsets of X tilde. Therefore, the sets of the type U tilde must be stable under arbitrary union. This is a purely categorical argument, forgetting about the existence of a space X somewhere in the corner. And because fiber functors commute with fiber products, it turns out that an intersection of sub-objects is transformed into the intersection of subsets in X tilde here. So our family of all subsets of the type of X tilde of the type U tilde is stable under finite intersections. So we get a topology on X tilde. And moreover, recalling again that we have a space X, which defines the category E, we get the map X goes to X tilde by associating to every point in X the isomorphism class of the corresponding fiber functor. Once we know that fiber functors correspond to irreducible closed subsets of X, which we have not used so far, we see that this map is just the one we have constructed before. All right, now what turns out is that in our case, when E is defined in terms of a topological space X, is that the subobject of the final object of E just correspond to open subset of X, and that we recover the topology of X in terms of the topology of X tilde as being the inverse image topology. And then X goes to X tilde as a homeomorphism if and only if X is sober. In other words, we can reconstruct totally X in terms of the abstract category of Cheeson X if and only if X is sober. Certainly we can do it if X is sober, and in a certain sense only if X is sober. But of course, if X is a Jacobson space, for instance, in which in every closed subset of X the closed points are dense, then you can reconstruct X as being the set of closed points of X tilde. So there are some other cases when X tilde and X determine each other mutually. But I mean, the really interesting, the most interesting case is the case of sober spaces, which just correspond to all isomorphism classes of fiber functors. So I'm afraid I'm a little late. So I think I stopped in fact without really having started speaking about topoi. So what should we do? We were supposed to finish next time, but I'm afraid we won't quite finish. So maybe we decide next time what to do. What to do when I have not finished. I won't have finished. I think next time I will probably speak about intrinsic properties of topoi. And will not have much time to speak about the way of getting topoi from sides. So probably I will need two more sessions. And on the other hand, it might be nice also to go on perhaps one time or two, 1 hour or two, for those who are interested, to discuss a little bit about relations between topoi and algebraic structures. It turns out that to give a type of algebraic structure seems to be the same as to give a topos, namely the so-called classifying topos. So there seems to be a kind of equivalence between algebra and topology, which is embodied in this such a type of statement that to give an algebraic structure the same thing as to give a topos. So one could try to get a better feeling.